fighting for America.
Hamas is a ruthless terrorist organization. It wants to sacrifice its own people. It uses them as human shields. Israel is not obliged and is not going to let a terrorist organization fire at our cities, at our people.
Fighting for Idaho.
This all has to start with securing the border, not writing the president a blank check to keep doing what he's doing that's not working. Wouldn't it be good to actually allow the governors of those border states to be able to call the National Guard and to help secure the border?
Fighting for you.
She reaches down into her bra, which I'm cool with that. That part's okay. It's sort of sexy.
This is a family value show.
I'm just trying to add a little spice.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
It's something I'll never forget as long as I live.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. You can always catch the Kevin Miller Harley Brown podcast at 580kido.com. We go to Patio Daddio. This is what it sounds like when a host loses control of his show. Oh, really? Well, thank you very much, Patio Daddio, for that vote of confidence. Amazing. Anyway, our best to Mr. Brown, and we'll be catching him when he's on his big reality show as well. We're joined now by the mayor of Meridian, Mayor Tammy DeWeerd. Mayor DeWeerd, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
You're following Harley Brown, only in America.
I know. I just feel that this is a great country, isn't it?
Everybody has a voice, at least here in the morning.
Absolutely. I appreciate being on your show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about... it's great to be you. It's great to be Meridian. Growth in Meridian's doing well. What about, does that equal growth throughout the Treasure Valley?
I believe that all of the communities are seeing growth, and certainly in Meridian, because of our central location, we feel everyone's growth because they generally travel through us.
Well, that's always good. I know you're very concerned about the construction that you first told us about, you know, the 10-mile gets done, which is great. Now, all of a sudden, you've got Meridian Road, which is a challenge to a lot of folks, whether you live in Meridian or not, because, again, it's a central artery and everybody travels through there.
That's very true, but it's a needed improvement, and we're glad that it's finally underway. It should have happened when they did the main construction on I-84, but we can't change that. We just have to slow down, have patience, get more time in the morning to get where we're going, and when it's done, it's going to be great.
Yeah, that's easier said than done.
I know. I've been traveling that way.
Well, there you have it. So what else is going on in Meridian?
Oh, there is a lot going on in Meridian. I think that people have been very excited and pleased with the village at Meridian. You might have read recently that the Boise Co-op plans to open their second store there. And, boy, I'll tell you that a lot of the stores that are over there are seeing number one status in their national chain. And that bodes well for Meridian, for the Valley, and for Idaho, because not just retailers are taking notice. Employers are taking notice as well to our great state and certainly this amazing area.
Well, what about you? Let's talk a little bit about jobs. How is Meridian doing compared to the rest of the state?
I think that we are seeing an uptick in family wage jobs, and certainly some of our major employers are showing signs of expansion. Certainly they are hiring. And that is all good. United Heritage is expanding onto their building. They're a big employer in our community and certainly a very valued employer. So it's nice to see that they continue to have great success, and we're seeing that among many of our employers.
Well, anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, I think that there's a lot going on, not only in jobs and certainly in the five seasons in our community with the road construction, and we do appreciate our transportation agencies, but we're seeing some great improvements in our downtown. You see facade improvements.
Sure.
With our lamps and our tree grates and bike racks. but we should be seeing soon some center mediums in Main Street that will kind of soften that area and draw more people there.
Right.
There's some great events with concerts on Broadway. They are free, and they are
sure.
really nice to get together with the community and enjoy a Saturday evening.
All right, then.
So, what's going on?
All right. Well, thank you very much for checking in, ma'am.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great morning.
All right. Take care. Boy, a lot of good things going on in Meridian, and, of course, we're going to do our mayor's check-in. We'll be checking in with all of our friends. But, again, a lot of growth. It's just managing it. And there you have it, the mayor doing a terrific job. If only we had our administration. Think about this. Think about what Mayor DeVere just said. All the growth that's going on in Meridian. All the growth that's going on in Meridian. Could you imagine if we had that at the state level? If we had that at the federal level? If we had that throughout the country, the huge economic growth. And it's really been a while since we've talked about jobs. And if you're just tuning in, Kevin Miller with you here at 580KIDO. And what really has garnered my attention is the government has just come out with that the economy grew in the second quarter. Now, we all know that godless corporations, government contractors, heck, the government itself plays with the numbers. Do you really feel that in your pocketbook, that the economy grew? Yeah, more people have spent more money, but have we deluded ourselves into a false sense of security? At 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I mean, really, think about this. How secure are you in your job, in your work, in your employment longevity? And these are issues that I suppose it's become the new norm that we just kind of accept the uncertainty. Again, you hear the mayor talking about the growth. What is Meridian doing right that everyone else should emulate? I don't know. Again, is it perfect? No. You've got another levy, as we heard Dr. Clark a couple weeks ago here at 580KIDO. Another levy that is being positioned. You have the issue involving the traffic on Meridian. Thank goodness the 10 miles there. You know, who's going to pay for that? We are. And at least you have, at least with the local governments, responsibility. Look at what's going on in the state of Idaho. Now, we have a constitutional amendment that the budget has to be balanced. Why don't we have that at the federal level? I mean, in reality, why don't we have that in the federal level? At the federal level, that you have to budget and you have to balance your budget. You have to make sure that there are, you know, there's more money coming in than going out. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart when I see good Americans, people that believe in God, people that work hard, like our friend Gene and Cuna, people that have served our country. And we talked about this with Pat Buchanan, and the country has turned their back on its own people. We just take a look at the crisis on the border, and we hear people talking about humanitarian aid. And my wife and I, we agree to disagree on this issue, because she, you know, she's very shrewd, my wife Dorothy. Very shrewd. One person, at least, in the Miller household is, where she will ask me a question. She'll gauge my opinion, but she won't give hers. So I know, because of my spider sense, that I know she disagrees with me on that. And she goes, you'd really send those kids back? Tea Party Bob and I disagree on this. Because I see people in Caldwell, and I see people in Nampa, and in Mountain Home, that are getting riffed out of their jobs through no fault of their own, that have paid taxes, that have contributed to the American dream, and the American dream is being taken from them. And what does our Congress do? My goodness gracious, what happens if they steal the Constitution from us and no one defends it because they don't want to be criticized? Patriot Ray, good morning. You're on 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Patriot Ray.
Good morning, Kevin. a very interesting show this morning. I've been able to listen to 99% of it, and Carly was entertaining.
Well, look, how do we define this, today's show? Let me just give you a few musical notes. There you have it.
Sounds very interesting. You know, I am so grateful for my faith in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm grateful of my feelings about my fellow man. But I'm very disappointed in the president that we have, that as far as I'm concerned, he and the Democratic Party are doing their best to incite a civil war. Go ahead and sue me. Go ahead and try to set the president up for treason. Go ahead and try to get him taken out of office. I mean, this is amazing. They won't go for impeachment because everybody's afraid the race card's going to be played again, which it would be. And they won't go ahead. They'll push the whole idea of, oh, we're going to sue. Well, it'll take a year to get through the courts. By then, he'll be out of office, celebrating his life in the White House in Southern California in Palm Springs, this $4.5 million mansion, and living off the people once again. He's a community organizer. He only knows how to get people incited to do something that's not correct to the state government. He is just doing all he can, and the Democratic Party is complicit, as so is a majority of the Democratic Party, or the Republican Party also.
Sure.
Nobody stands up to this man. Nobody stands up to the falsities that have been taken up, not just through this presidency, but through Clinton, even some of the Bush years, some of the things that took place. They don't stand up to these people. It's like the government can do no wrong, and if we say something bad, we're going to be had fingers pointed at us. And you know the only problem with pointing fingers, Kevin, is you've got three pointing right back at you. So it's a horrible sight to see what's happening to our wonderful United States. He goes around apologizing for us, which we have nothing to apologize for. Look what we did to Japan. When we won the war, did we go in there and take over their land and make them slaves? No. We rebuilt their country. We showed them all about how to do business, and they have been successful to the hilt, much more than we have been lately. So we're not using those same principles here in our country. Kevin, you're a great man. You have a great stance as far as your program is concerned. We appreciate that. We appreciate Kevin Miller on KIDO. And for the opportunity to speak to you on a regular basis, to actually have the opportunity to come in and speak with you and the people. And we just pray that more people will get involved and wake up. And Harley was entertaining, and I enjoyed his comments. He has some good comments, and he does have a different view. And maybe that's what America needs, a little bit of a different view, and quit having this infighting. Our Republican Party here, it's horrible what they're doing to each other. So let's go forward, Kevin. I hope to see you on Saturday. If you're going to be there, I'll be there.
I'll see you there, Ray. Take care. Patriot Ray, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
580-5436, 580-KIDO. And here's the big question. Before we talk about the balloon classic coming up at 835, is it time to go for broke? Is it time to go for broke? You know, Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, a personal friend of mine from Alabama, senator there, has said it's time to melt the phone lines. Well, is it time to go for broke and urge the Republicans to do the right thing? We'll give you the counterargument, but I'd like to hear from you concerning impeachment. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, says we don't have grounds for it. We'll talk about that next. 580-5436. You're listening to Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Good morning, Robin.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. So is it time for the Republicans to go for broke? By the way, the Democratic fundraising has been in high gear ever since the rumors of impeachment have been running wild. Number one. Number two, Glenn Beck saying that the president wants to be impeached. Yesterday, John Boehner took impeachment off the table. The strategy is, let's just not do anything that's going to get us in trouble. Let's not do anything to get us on double secret probation. And the president continues to run wild when it comes to the border, when it comes to the situation in Israel, when it comes to the Ukraine. What really is the president doing? And for those folks that say, well, Kevin, what are the grounds? I do believe it's in the Constitution that the president has a duty to defend the border. And even Newt Gingrich now saying Obama might grant to provoke impeachment, which means amnesty to the 5 million folks that are coming in. Pro-Life, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Hello, Pro-Life.
Yeah, you know, Obama saying he wants to be impeached, that's a throw-me-in-the-briar-patch ploy. And the stupid Republicans are going for it. They are so stupid and so wimpy that I can't believe it. I just am so disgusted, and the people of the United States disgust me because they're letting them get away with that. You'd think that the Republican Party would be over with just by this ploy of, I want to be impeached. He's really afraid of impeachment. It's just a throw-me-in-the-briar-patch kind of a thing, and I am really disgusted.
Well, you're the one that has been advocating for his impeachment for quite some time.
Yeah, when he said we're going to have czars and they're not going to be vetted by the Senate, I say that's an impeachable offense. And that lawyer guy, he is totally sick. He's committed so many impeachable offenses that it's not even funny. He bombed Libya without even talking to Congress. Now, that's murdering people, killing people without congressional consent. If that isn't impeachable, what isn't? What is?
Exactly. Pro-Life, let's go now to Representative Scalise on impeachment.
House officials say that the president intends to take executive action by the end of the month, perhaps to defer deportation for millions more illegal immigrants. You're already suing the president for overreach. And the question I have is, if he does this, if he takes executive action, which I know you all believe is illegal, will you do nothing? Will you do something, such as cut off funding for the administration? Will you consider impeaching the president?
No, you know, this might be the first White House in history that's trying to start the narrative of impeaching their own president. Ultimately, what we want to do is see the president follow the laws. But the president took an oath to faithfully execute the laws of this land, and he's not. In fact, the Supreme Court unanimously, more than 12 times, unanimously said the president overreached and actually did things that he doesn't have the legal authority to do.
So if he overreaches again on executive action to defer more deportations, what will the House do?
We've made it clear we're going to put options on the table to allow the House to take legal action against the president when he overreaches his authority.
Yeah, let's just translate, shall we?
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough,
exactly. We're still waiting for the Republicans when the going gets tough. To Tom Munns with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Kevin. I like your subject matter this morning.
Oh, bless your heart.
You know, I have a few thoughts. One of them is that a lot of the Republicans are sadly still perplexed on why the Republicans are doing what they're doing and wondering why there's no adhesion to the Constitution, when in reality, most people have never defined or properly defined what conservative actually means. There has been a movement a long time ago, and you can do some research regarding a guy named Irving Kristol and William F. Buckley about the rise of the neoconservative. What the neoconservative basically is a group of people. Now, Irving Kristol has labeled himself the godfather of neoconservatism, so it isn't a derogatory remark like I thought it once was. But basically what it was Democrats that realized that they were not finding a home in the Democrat Party, so they sought to infiltrate the Republican Party. So many of the principles that we think as we fly our flag that are actually patriotic or not, they are actually more...
Back to the movement of impeaching the president.
Yeah, well, that goes along with what I'm saying here. When you have neoconservatism, basically, which are the Democrats that have migrated into the GOP, what you have is there's no difference in parties. You know, and when you have Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, it really talks about the fact that you don't want to throw any of the bombs out, or you want to still give the illusion that people have the ability and the force to be able to be involved in their government, when in reality there's no significant change in policy. So what I'm talking about really about impeaching the president is the fact that the Congress is all one party. It's all a charade that way.
Right.
To make it seem like somebody's going to do something, and there's no attempt to be able to do it. And that's why you have both parties that are pussyfooting around, because they make it look like they're these opposing forces, when in reality they're not. And this guy, you know it as well as I do, Kevin, and I've preached it. I know everybody else on the radio has too. This guy is so guilty of impeachment of treason. It's unbelievable. And the Constitution doesn't give him executive authority, which he utilizes, but gives him or Congress the authority to be able to protect against invasions, and they're not utilizing it. So it's a complete desecration, or I call it a defecation, on the Constitution by our own government. And people are too ignorant to be able to understand enough of it to be able to rise to take power.
All right, Tom, thank you for the call. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Would you like to ride in my balloon? Would you like to ride?
All right, it's that time of year for the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Our friend Scott Spencer with us. And, you know, you have certain times of year where, you know, having been here for 5 years, you expect people to come in and, it's good to have you here, although, you know, is this about the right time or is this a little earlier? It just seems...
Actually, it's a little later.
Is it?
Yeah, you get me in a couple of weeks, too, so we're going to double dip you this year.
Sure.
So, and come in and talk about balloons and then solve the world's problems.
Exactly.
I feel like you need a guest that is actually thinking about what's going on around them.
Well, you know, that'd be a great respite from what we have usually here. Where the host just kind of goes, yeah, good call there, yeah.
So I worry about some of your guests are going to put Hillary Clinton in the White House next year if they're not careful.
Well, you know, it's a big tent here. We're trying to get some more people. So maybe it's time to go, you know, conservative 1 hour lib talk the next. So.
I don't know that I do that. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just the balloon guy.
You're just the balloon guy. So let's talk about this year's Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. You're pumped up. As
I'm excited.
Always.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's a chance for me to have all my friends come to town and play with us. And you know, it's not like we're curing cancer or anything. We're just throwing some balloons into the sky. But it's an iconic community tradition, and I'm so pleased that all of us at Town Square and my guys are all involved in it. I get very excited about it.
You know, my wife, Mrs. Miller, her eyes glaze over, you know, just even talking about balloons. Having been
talking
here
about me or talking about the balloons?
The balloons.
Ah, sorry. Okay, good. Sorry about that.
It's okay. It happens a lot. She loves the balloons, and so many people here in the Treasure Valley, as you've said, it's an iconic event, whether it's the night glow, the balloons launching in the morning, the tipping over of the outhouses.
Yep, you got a lot of porta-potty bowling. You got to love that.
Right. This is just very, very special to this area.
Yeah, I think it is, Kevin. And I you know, we get so excited. So many people come out, and we talk about this all the time, but it's the only event in this town that you see people come throw a blanket down in the park. They
sure.
bring their kids. Kids are in pajamas. They're eating donuts, drinking hot chocolate, enjoying an ice cold Coca-Cola. They've opened some happiness, and, you know, and so
yes.
I'll be flying the Coke balloons again this year.
I see.
So it's just an exciting time. It's a festive time. It's a whimsical time. And we're doing some unusual stuff this year, stuff we've never done before. I have a great new partner, fawnandfoal.com. They are a clothing company here in Boise. For the first time in 35 years of balloon events in Boise, we're going to have event T-shirts this year. And they've done some great designs that show off both the balloons, but will really show off our community, too. So I'm really excited about that. Lori and I are introducing our first new personal balloon in 10 years. We'll do its public unveiling prior to the night glow on Friday night. And so it's just some fun stuff this year.
What's your favorite event? And I understand, you know, you travel the world with the balloons. But, I mean, you're a Boise native. You have your friends coming here. That's kind of a lot of pressure, though, because, you know, you're running the event with our great friend Kevin Godwin. And, you know, you can't go and take everybody out to dinner, although you'd like to.
Yeah. Well, you know, my favorite event, I love flying here in Boise, but my favorite place on the planet to fly, believe it or not, is Pendleton, Oregon.
Really?
Yeah. We take off from Wild Horse Resort and those rolling hills. And I did a flight there a few months back, and I had deer running in and out of my shadow as I flew along the ground. You know, it's just a cool place to fly. The older I get, it's a good safe place to fly too. Those rolling hills and no obstacles, I'd have to be an idiot to hurt myself out there. So I love flying out there.
What's the difference between most of us, you know, we get on an airplane, or some of us have been in helicopters,
sure,
and being in a balloon?
Well, easy. We say in ballooning that balloons are great transportation if you don't care where you go or how long it takes you to get there. And,
sure.
And that's the big difference. We don't steer. When we take off, we absolutely positively never know where we're going to land. And that's part of the great adventure, is not knowing where you're going.
Okay, let's get back to the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic coming up this year. When is it? And, again, what can we expect? Some new things. And you still haven't told me your favorite night or your favorite day.
A favorite day of the balloon rally? The balloon rally, new thing this year.
You know, we ask tough questions here, Scott.
Yeah. No, I get it. Friday morning is generally when sequestration is not around. We have our flyby and that kind of stuff. And it's nice because that Friday morning is the morning that we see all our old friends, mm-hmm. the governor, lieutenant governor, and the mayor. All those guys are out.
Harley Brown, maybe.
I got to meet them. They were talking about him up front. I got to meet Harley Brown, it sounds like. Anyway, the Town Square Media Kids Day is new this year.
Really? And kids? We're
letting kids drive the balloons. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good idea, you know. Thursday morning, instead of our normal Media One takeoff, we're going to keep the balloons on the ground, and we kind of envision this little forest of balloons, and we'll let the media guys go from balloon to balloon, and they'll have an opportunity to speak to more people this year. But while they're doing that, we're going to let kids of all ages come take a moment, and if the weather permits, we'll put them in the basket and let them feel what it's like to fly lighter than air and be in a bubble and float.
Sure.
So we're really excited about that. Let's see. What was your other part of your question? Friday's my favorite day, obviously.
Right, the new stuff. We've
the new
got
stuff,
the kids,
everything.
Right.
Oh, new stuff about the kids. New balloon. That's it, man. We got to teach people how to be respectful of each other when they're driving in town, and other than that, we're good.
What do you mean by that?
Dude. I'm telling you, it must be the heat or something. I don't know what it is. I was up by the mall the other night, and I pull up alongside this young lady, and I wave her on, and she I'm just trying to let her in. And she flips me the bird and drops an F-bomb, mouths an F-bomb. I roll down my window. I said,
how do you know it was an F-bomb?
Oh, you could tell.
Right?
Yeah, I think we've all been there before. And I held my hands up, and I said, dude, I'm just trying to let you in the line. What the heck?
Right.
And Oh, I'm sorry. And, you know, everybody's on such hair triggers around here anymore.
It
seems like it's just crazy. And
even in the Treasure Valley, really.
Especially in the Treasure Valley. I don't know what it is. It's not. Life is at a much slower pace, it seems like, some of these other places, big areas that we're visiting, than it is here in Boise. I don't know what all the tension is. My favorite burger place on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Wait
a minute. Now, this is compelling stuff. We've gone to your traffic tips to...
Dude, this one's got me upset. I haven't slept, you know. And I, you know...
I can relate to food, yes.
My dad took me in there when I was 8 years old for my first hamburger. Went in there for my very first hamburger when I was 8 years old. I've been eating there now for 50-plus years.
Right.
I was in there a couple months ago, and in walks this young kid, 20, 21, 22 years old, strapped up with a 44 on his side, or whatever caliber it was, the main difference. Listen, everybody lives in Idaho. We all have guns.
Sure.
We have concealed carry permits. I don't worry about those people that are concealed because they're not trying to prove anything. They just feel comfortable. So I immediately asked this kid when he walked in, I said, what the heck are you doing with that thing? Well, protection. Really? Protection from what? Somebody going to steal your hamburger? Well, they did it in the 1800s. Well, I don't think this is the 1800s anymore. And I looked over at the guy that runs the burger joint. I said, dude, come on. This is the kind of kid that's going to go nuts and shoot the place up because he burned his hamburger. And I don't, people, they don't understand that those of us that don't carry guns are terrified by what the potential. How many schools do we have to shoot up before we figure out that? And again, you got to balance that with the fact that everybody has a right to own. But do you need to bring them to restaurants?
Well, you know, you need to come in at 5 or 6 and talk about this. This would be a good topic.
Well, I'm just a balloon guy.
Our great friend Scott Spencer, Lighter Than Air America. Let me just say something to you, because in this business, we never get a chance to say thank you or talk about interpersonal relationships. And, you know, I always acknowledge people that are sponsors because they believe in us, especially at this station. And you and Kevin Godwin, you know, guys have worked together. And Kevin doesn't like it when we say good things about him, but I've always been very grateful to him and to the people here for their belief. And I think that's some acknowledgement that here you have, unlike other places where they just, you know, grip and grin and they, you know, charge you this and that, that he works with folks like you coming up with these events.
Kevin has the vision. This community is really important to him. Did you talk about him being back in for the bell ringing the other day?
I didn't reveal that, but you can go ahead. He was there I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that. I guess it's public.
Well, I don't care. I mean, he was on TV for crying out loud. They got to ring the bell for the open of the market last week. That's really cool stuff.
Right. But even though he's focused on...
He's too big now to talk to me. He's way too big.
Now, look, you're going to get me in trouble here, buddy. Look, back to the point, though, but you guys have been working on this for years, and I think it's just great that you have people that care about the community. People say that, but very few people support the actions to make that happen.
Well, I appreciate that, and I know Kevin does, too, and he walks the talk. And this is a real important event to me. I was talking to one of the guys in the park the other day. I said, when I'm dead and gone, it's my favorite place on the planet is Ann Morrison Park. Before it was a park, my mom and dad kept their horses there.
Wow.
They came to our front yard and took trees out of our front yard when they built the park, and that's where all those trees that are down there now came from. They came and got them out of families' front yards and backyards and stuck them in there. And so that's a really special place to me, and it's really great. Even though Lori and I don't get a chance to fly as much here at home anymore.
You're a big star.
Well, of course, yes. It's still the best place in the world to be.
It is. We're all blessed to be here.
Yeah.
And, Scott, we're blessed to be with you once again. If people want to get a hold of you, I know people want balloon rides.
We got a few rides left. They've become very popular. I think there's like a half dozen left is all for VIP morning. And they can reach us through our website, scottspencer.net, or via Facebook, Scott and Lori Spencer's Adventures in Ballooning, or, of course, by the official Facebook, Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. We would like people to follow us on all those platforms, or they can just pick up the telephone and call 208-375-0512, and we'll fix them right up.
We appreciate it. It's always good to have you back.
Thanks,
man.
I appreciate you, too. One of the things I notice, and I'm sure your listeners notice, too, you're always so nice to everybody, and you don't have to be.
You're doing great things. You know? No, you are.
You're very kind, and I appreciate that. Hey, did I tell you I got to meet the guy that drugged Saddam Hussein out of his hole? I think I sent you that note, didn't I?
Yeah.
That was something.
What did he say?
He was cool. He had some pictures on his cell phone that were pretty pretty interesting. I'll tell you about those off air.
Well, okay. Well, the NSA is monitoring, so.
Well, hello to those guys.
All right. Let's get you to traffic. Good morning.
To put it mildly, the world is a mess.
Rocket fire is continuing from the Gaza Strip into Israel.
It was a Russian surface-to-air missile that brought down the Malaysian flight.
The border is not more secure than ever. That's a big lie.
When is the administration going to tell the American people the truth?
It is hard to come away with any feeling but that we are in the midst of a world gone mad.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And welcome back to the most eclectic morning show in America at 580 KIDO. That includes the decadent, deplorable, cavity-ridden, mind-rotting FM jabroni slappies. K. Millie in the morning at 580 KIDO. I mean, where else can you get Chris Troupas, the attorney that filed that lawsuit that the judge decided to do what he decided to do? In other words, Barry Peterson, not the chairman anymore of the state GOP. We go from that to a perennial candidate, Harley Brown, coming to a reality show near you, to the mayor of Meridian, to Scott Spencer, talking about our great community. And really, that's the point of this program today, that even though the world may be crazy, whether it's Hamas, whether it's Hezbollah, whomever, here in Idaho, here in the Treasure Valley, we're still fighting, we're still living, and still loving the American dream, the Idaho dream. In fact, you know, it's one of the best-kept secrets ever, and perhaps we should keep it that way. But the ability to go to a park with your family, the ability to fly a kite if you'd like. Now, look, there are some degenerates, and look, they add a little diversity to our our treasured valley, if you will. But on the other hand, look, we're not Sacramento. We're not Oakland. We're not at the border. And we encourage you to continue to be active. And I don't make this stuff up, folks, that to talk politics, to talk issues, to make a difference, there's a giant element out there that would like us to just tune out shows like this. And you, with your support and your championing this show each and every morning with me, you're our only hope. You keep us on the air. I just want to say I appreciate you. Let's get you to track going anywhere. You can always catch the Kevin Miller Hot List at 580kido.com, a review of the show, podcast, great things as we try to give you more stuff, more information, more provocative opinion. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Meridian.